Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you and present to others the international radio personality, Dr. Loretta D. Smith, a.k.a. Dr. Low, a.k.a. Coach Low, a.k.a. Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio has watchers and listeners in 19 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
Show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts in regards to our title, Why Men Really Matter. Now, we had an awesome show. I'm going to tell you truly an awesome show on last Thursday when we had our host of the Shannon Show, Minister Shannon. It was an awesome show. And we look forward to when she come back on in this month as well. We want to make this thing do what it do. So she's on the line now, meaning in regards to Instagram. She's checking us out. Thank you so much, Minister Shannon, for taking time. That's the Shannon Show on the fourth Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Again, if you want to be a part of it by calling in, I just gave you the number, but I'll repeat it, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then actually give you a location and choose your name. That's awesome. That'd be a great thing to do. Then you can join us with the conversation. You join the conversation with Dr. Lowe. And there are several of our guests that come in from time to time. We thank them for taking the opportunity to be a part of, and I'll make sure you know they're here so they can be introduced as well as you can talk with them as well. Now, if you also want to check us out on the web link, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW. Internet Talk Radio. You can email the show, WBSW Internet Talk Radio, with the number 22@gmail.com. And if you want to take an opportunity to check us out through Twitter, you can tweet us. You can tweet us at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio, at The Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And on Instagram, we have one vehicle working today. We normally have two working, but we're going to be working with one so far this during the noonish hour. Then we have a show tonight at 6 o'clock called Love Cafe. So check us out then, and we'll have all of these devices up and running. That's at Zeta Phi Sigma, Greenville with the number 10. Thank the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity for taking an opportunity to partner with us and want to be a part of what we're trying to do here, trying to get the word out through their Instagram page as well as the other Instagram page we have. And another page is at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at WBSW underscore internet underscore radio, at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15, and at the Smith Way Production. See, God has blessed us to be able to come before you to the point that we have on-demand episodes. You can check us out by going to the web link. You hear all of our shows, but you also can check us out on Facebook. We will be in broadcast through Facebook, which is facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith. Again, that's facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith. Then again, I mentioned on Instagram, you can take that opportunity to go to Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10 and check out their page, and you can be a part of that as well. But if you're not their friend, make a request to be their friend. Also, we have an opportunity time to time to just on Twitter. We'll take advantage of those Twitter accounts that we mentioned, WBSW underscore internet underscore talk underscore radio, or you truly just go to at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Something so important that we wanted to mention. During the closing of the year, we had our last show in December, and the word was out, meaning that you could go and check out on the web link, Blog Talk Radio. And we felt really excited to have an addition of a new country of listeners, and that was Germany. So we was jumping for joy to have that number increase. Then during the break that we took up until the middle of December, we had three more of the countries decided they was going to join. You had the United Kingdom, you had France, and you had Japan. See how God is working. He is expanding where we are. We're not just here. We are everywhere in this world where people can check us out, and we're so glad to have that opportunity. We're talking about 21 countries now that are playing a part of this, checking us out, listening and watching, offering their opinions, sending us a tweet, sending us a message through Instagram, Facebook, whatever it may be. They're making a point to connect with us. See, that's a blessing right there. We want to get the word out. And WBSW Internet Talk Radio, when we're talking about the neighborhood by neighborhood, this talk show and this radio station is all about block by block. See, we want you to take an opportunity to check us out block by block. But we're basically excited that we are being broadcast in those 21 countries, especially the United States, Canada, which is north of the borders, and Mexico, which is south of the border. Hey, let's get started with what we came to do today. We came to talk about why men matter. And it's so important that we understand definitely some things that we can start off talking about why men matter. For our culture, and whether we believe it or not, somewhere from this expanded time from the 80s through the 2000s, we have lost the ability to have our men in our home. And our families need our men. Our children need our men. Our ladies, our females, our queens need a king. And we got to have that in mind to play. So we truly know that is one reason to answer the question why. Why? Because we need leadership in our home. Last night I was talking on a sports show. I talked about the lawsuit that was filed by Coach Brian Flores, who just released from the Miami Dolphins as the head football coach, who's a black head football coach. And it was so amazing. Something was said in the lawsuit and talked about that the establishment believed that black men can't lead. So we only had 27 from 2003 up until today. We had 27 black head coaches out of 127 spots. And in the 27 that's been hired, as of today, we only have one black coach, and that's Mike Tomlin at the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's saying something. That's a message that we have to correct. So we have to take time in our community, block by block, and talk about why men matter, why men really matter. We need to know why. So we want to talk about several topics, and I want you to join in. If you're on Facebook, type in your comments. If you're on Instagram, type in your comments. Ask a question. I'll make sure I can get you on. You want to tune in, want to jump in and offer your conversation, offer your thoughts, your expertise, I will make. All you got to do is press the button and say, I'm ready to come in. You'll join, and I will make sure you join. Let's talk about why does men matter in today's society. We have to be real about what we're talking about, because too many times we play these games. I just mentioned as leaders in our culture, we have to have a leader. And as we know in God creation of this heaven and this earth, he put the first man in his own image in Genesis, talking about Adam. He put Adam there to lead. Everything else came after Adam. No matter how things have changed today, where we have over 70% based on statistical data that's out there, over 70% of our homes are single family home, single parent home. And we have where we and the single part of it is not that there's men being the one who's the custodian of the family. It's the women. If men are not there, you're wondering why we need men in our home. You wonder why we need men in our community. You wonder why we need men just to matter. You have to make yourself matter. A child need a father to be there full time. If he can't be full time, at least make as much time as possible. I get very irritated with many of our men and our boys who have children make this statement that sends me into a different world when you sit up and make this statement that I can't come but the time that's been set aside. You choose not to come and be the father, the pillar in your child's life just because the court system gives you a guideline of minimal visitation. That don't mean you only go 2 weekends a month. You have to be a parent 24 hours a day. You have to be a parent 7 days a week. You have to be a parent 365 days a year. You have to make sure you're willing to be the parent, because our children need the pillars. They need both pillars. Truly, we need both pillars. And we forgot about that. So we said, why men matter? Why men matter? And I'm going to say that again because it's so important why men matter. I've said that we need leaders in our communities. We need leaders in our neighborhood. We need leaders block by block. We need leaders in our home. Then besides being a leader to lead the culture, because if you don't have a leader, which in years that's old said about that snake, if you cut off the head of the snake, the rest of it don't know where to go. See, what we have to remember, for years, we have helped in a lot of this. Some people don't want to accept that. They want to challenge me on this. We have helped that in all the ways that possible to take the male out of our home. Maybe because of our own doing. Maybe because of our lack of maturity. Maybe because our foundation wasn't strong. See, we got to understand the principle we get, our principle foundation is so important to be the right man, to be able to do what's right in our community. Just because we can have a baby don't mean that you should be responsible for a baby. Yes, it takes you to mature enough to understand that you have to make sure you are mentally, emotionally, physical, spiritually, and financially mature to take care of that young boy, that child, or that well, the girl or boy. Let me make sure I get that clear. See, too many times we don't think it's real. So the question that we have: what does men mean in today's society? Let me take an opportunity to share with you. I just shared a few things that were so important. To be a man in today's society, let me say that again, to be a man in today's society means being faithful in all his life. relationship. Being faithful. See, that's something that we are lacking in our communities. We're lacking in our family. Men are being identified as being unfaithful. See, when you are unfaithful in your life relationships, it's nowhere you can guide someone else or set good examples so they can follow, which is your children, so they can be faithful. They don't need you running in and out of Mary, John, Perry, whoever house you're going in and out. Whatever float your boat might be important, but you're damaging the thought of the pillar of a man in our society. We have to always keep that in mind. To be a man in today's time, I mean, being able to ask for assistance. See, too many times we won't ask for assistance. We won't ask to put us in a position so we can train to get a better job. Show us what we need to do. Work with us because we need to be worked with. If we have issues in relationships and how to be successful and have a healthy relationship, ask for assistance. See, too many times we want to do it on our own. Along with asking for assistance, feeling like a failure if he does so. Meaning, truly, because I ask assistance, in my mind, because of the training process some of us went through, we're saying that I'm asking, that means I'm failing. No, that means you're looking for help. That means you won't be successful. You will be successful. You want to be successful. Look at things like that and get this idea that because you ask for assistance, for help, you're a failure. You're not a failure. You gain a lot by asking for assistance. To be a man in today's society means not streamlining with societal norms. Not streamlining with societal norms. See, you got to remember that just because it is normal to do this, normal to maybe expand your wings to have two or three women, have children in different homes. It might be a norm because it happened, but why would you damage at your family and your future because you follow the streamline of societal norms? Being able to think for yourself. You know why is I look at the certain trends. And our young boys now, a lot of them wearing this trend with their hair where they take it and they just take it and twist it and be all over their head. I was so amazed. Recently, my grandson was in the school system and going over from the middle school to high school. And I'm looking at about 70% of those young men that at that school got their hair all twisted up. That's a trend. It's not a norm. Stop going along with trends. Let's focus on not being streamlined. Let's focus on being the best version of ourselves. Let's focus on thinking for ourselves. That's what a man do in today's society. Able to think for himself. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. Call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying your cell or telephone number, the last four digits, and ask for your location. And if you want to give me your name, then jump in with your thoughts about what does man mean in today's society. That's a part of why men really matter. The next topic we want to focus on is, what is the main role of a man in our society and why? What is the main role? As a man myself, I'll speak personally. You are to be the head of the family unit. You are a pillar. We need you to step up We need you to make sure you leave. We should never hear in 2022 in a professional field where our young people and young adults and adults that perform at high level as athletes to say that black men are not leaders. We can hire you, but we can't retain you. It's like a one-shot deal. And I have a real serious problem with that. We can always get an opportunity and situation to be the first African-American or black person in that position, but we only get it one shot. The things don't go the way it's supposed to go. But that shouldn't be like in our that in our families. See, at the head of our family, it's not just a one-shot deal. And I'm asking the pillars of our mothers, our queens, as a pillar, do not make it a one-shot deal for the man in the family. Work with him. Build within them that I can ask for assistance because I don't want to fail. Make sure we express that. Make sure we speak out to make sure that our boys that become men, young men, know that they can ask for assistance. It's not a stigma that we're going to be stuck there. We don't, you know, men don't even want to go to the doctor. The stigma that goes along with men truly, truly cheat. The stigma that goes along with men that can't be good fathers. These stigmas in our community has to stop. They started somewhere. It's time to stop them. Why men really matter? Because we need them as head of our family unit. We also expect our men to serve as spokesperson for our families. You know, it was amazing. I heard something that was told to me I actually witnessed this, and it's been a long period of time since this happened. It happened when the Hispanic cultural beginning to migrate, I can say in Alabama, certain city they migrate with an entry off, but they have their children in school. If something is going on, you send for the family. The whole family comes. And they're led by the man because he's the head of the family unit. And while he's in there talking, even with his wife and his children, no one else says anything. He's the head. He's the spokesperson for his family. He also making some of the major decision on behalf of the family. So what we need to do in our culture, talking about the African-American culture, we need to make sure we have this deep-seated thought and belief that men matter, our black men matter, because we want them to be the leaders of our family's unit. We want them to be the spokesperson of our family unit. We want them to be able to make major decisions on behalf of the family. We don't want to get caught up in the traditional notion. We want to be caught up in it. Let me get that right. Traditional notion that those three things I mentioned, that we are caught up in a conventional notion that things have changed because the large number of females ahead of single families. We want the man to understand he needs to be the head of the family unit. We want the man to know he's going to be the spokesperson for the family or his family. And we want to make sure that he's making major decisions on behalf of the family. We got to trust him. For men, you got to be around. You have to show up. And when you show up, you got to be willing to show out. And what I mean, not physically putting your hands on anybody, but coming that you're ready to make these decisions at the head of the family unit. You won't be the spokesperson. You go, it's all right to keep with the traditional notion. And we must follow this in our society, that our men, a man in society, main responsibility, why do men really matter? It's the head of the family unit. They expect to be the spokesperson. And you also expect to make major decisions on behalf of your family. Let's keep the traditional notion. We still want you to be a part of the show. We want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I will identify with the last 4 digits of your cell or your phone number. Then I will ask you for your location and if you want to give your name. And I want you to jump right in with your conversation with Dr. Lowe and Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. All right, next thing is, what is the social role of a man? I just mentioned about being the head of the family. So as a traditional man, your role should relate to leadership, manager, because you're the head of your family unit. You should be willing to do that. But you have to use and have characteristics. The characteristic of being independent and competitive. This is a social role. You have to be willing to be independent. That means you're going to have to make those decisions on behalf of your family. You're going to have to be competitive, that you get out there and work as hard as you can to make sure your family have everything they need. That means you make a commitment to be the head of the family unit. You can't be out here trying to be the head of 4 other family units. You can only take them one at a time. That's one of the biggest focus as a social role of a man in our society today. See, the traditional gender social roles are consistent with stereotypical traits attributed to men and women. You want to be the leader. You want to be the spokesperson. You want to make the decision on behalf of your family. So that is your role in society, your social role. Now, what are some benefits of being a man? See, it's so strange that there's a list out there, a partial list. See, men remain relatively attracted later in life. That's a benefit. That's a benefit. Men remain relatively attracted later in life. Men are less likely to suffer from depression. Men are less likely to suffer from anxiety disorders. Men are better able to defend themselves against physical assault. These are things that being a benefit of a man, but a benefit is also being ready to be a leader, preparing yourself to be a leader. Be the spokesperson. I mean, you must articulate what needs to be done to help your family. You got to be ready to make the major decisions. You see some benefits because you don't age as fast, they say. You don't suffer from depression, anxiety disorder, or you're able to defend yourself against most of their assailants. What are the characteristics of a man? We're talking about why men really matter. First of all, look at the traits. Traditionally seen, the man is masculine, especially in the Western society. That includes strength, courage, independence, leadership, and assertiveness. And we always had to keep that. It's all about power, being able to use the gift that God has given to you. And sometimes it's associated, often it's associated with a disregard of consequences and responsibility. Having all this masculinity, machoism. You forget that having that strength, that courage, and independence, and leadership, and assertiveness comes with consequences and responsibility. So we have to truly, truly keep that in mind. A couple of things I want to kind of share to conclude where we are today. See, God has blessed us to be able to come before you and share some thoughts. And we're going to focus on makes a man a man. We heard this term used often. Man, man. So what makes you a man, man? See, it has to do with being there for someone, offering loyalty and support, being a good friend to both men and women, having a sense of humor, perspective on life. Again, having a sense of humor and the right perspective on life, keeping it real. See, men are simply creatures and are basically interested in three things: relaxation, sex, and achievement. We're basically interested in three things: relaxation, sex, and achievement. Some would challenge and say that's not true, but let's look at our own life and look at our people that we have seen to admire. What are some of the things you always identify with them? We boast and brag about our achievement. We boast and brag sometimes about sex. Does that make you a true man? Those three things has basically been said. See, a true man or a real man is someone who's able to make decisions. If we go back to the decision-making process based on what he thinks is right. We can go back up to the main responsibility of a man. One is the head of the family unit. You're expected to be the spokesperson for the family and make some of the major decisions on behalf of the family. Isn't this that what a real or true man is? See, you make decisions based on what you think is right instead of what you may feel that you like to do. See, we always have to be careful when we're making decisions. Let's make those decisions based on what's right, not on how we like to see it happen or how we feel about it. We also have to keep in mind a real man has self-discipline. And he can deliver the promise to you. Real or true man. He's completely honest and open with you. And that's what you ask. That's why real men matter. Because a real man don't have a problem with being honest. A real man don't have a problem with making decisions. A true real man have no problem with being honest and open with you. He's always going to deliver on his promise. That leads you to look at the qualities of a good man. Well, that's a true man or a real man. Look at the qualities that's going to help you be successful. One quality of a good man, he's smart. Some people are always talking about your book says. But there's something my dad always used to tell me, common sense. It's time to use your common sense, son. No matter how much book sense you have, use your common sense because it's important. A quality of a good man is he makes you laugh. He's telling jokes. He's happy. He's full of joy. One thing God is pleased with, seeing your heart full of joy. We talk about something I always tell people about why God is so satisfied when we pray to ask him to cover us, protect us. And when we lay down, some stage at night, no matter what we went through today, whatever decision we made, it may have, at the time, it was the best decision, but it might not turn out to be the best choice you made or decision. But you have to remember, God says, when you lay down your body and regenerate, I work you over. I remove, I include, I take things out, I put things in. Because if you wake up in the morning, like most of us did this morning, joy comes in the morning. You can be joyful about waking up and to being blessed one more time. So we have to remember that we got to have laughter. We have, men are smart. They are actually supporting the career of their pillar, which is their significant other, their wives. They make much more effort with your friends and family as you do with this, with him. He makes as much effort with your friends and family as you do with his, with your friends and your family. He's emotionally intelligent. That's a strong thing to say. Emotionally intelligent. He respects your opinion. Listen to what you have to say. That is communication. Effective communication. So why men matter? They have a sense of having ability to have work toward effective communication. Listening first, talking second. Next thing in a quality, he's willing to put the work in. Every relationship, every phase of life requires you to put work in. You have to put the effort in. And last but not least, truly, truly, a quality of a good man, he celebrates your achievement. That's a good man. I'm going to quickly recap. A good man is smart, makes you laugh, actually support your career. He make an effort with your family and friends as you do with his. He's emotionally intelligent. That's a good man. He respects your opinion. That's a good man. He listens first and talks second. That's a good man. He's willing to put the work in. That's 100%, 110, whatever your number is. He's willing to put the work in. My dad always told me as a boy, when I was a boy, the amount of work you put in, son, determine what kind of man you're going to be. So if you want to be a good man, you got to put the work in. He celebrates your achievement. You have a man that meets those categories, you got a good man. And he's the right man. Truly, truly, we're talking about why men really matter. And we want you to understand these qualities are things you need to recognize. See, I'll go back and recap why men really matter. See, to our society, a man being faithful in his life relationship, that's why men matter. He must be faithful. And when he's faithful, support him. See, a a man in today's society is able to ask for assistance and not feeling like a failure if he does so. Man in society is not streamlined with social norms. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's one of the things that irritate me, and I'll share with you all today. I just think too many times we need to be able in our culture and our society, when things are happening, we should be able to read and research and make decisions, whether it's political, whether they're socially, whether they're educational, whether they're economic, whatever it is, we need to be. We don't need anybody to tell us, because we're able to make the decision. And a man being the head of the family unit expected to be the spokesperson. He's expected to make major decisions. And if you're going to follow everybody, the social norm, you're not going to be able to do that. Why would men really matter? If you're a pillar and plan on being a pillar of society, you truly have to take an opportunity and understand that a lot is hinging on you being able to stand up and stand up for something. If not, you'll fall for everything. I say he's the head of the family unit. By being the head, he expected to be the spokesperson. The man expected to make major decisions on behalf of the family, not to disappear, not to take a step back. We need men to do those things. We need men to be leaders in our culture, leaders in our neighborhood, leaders block by block, leaders in our homes. We need men to make sure he's able to be independent and make their decision that's best for their family. He needs to be competitive, meaning he get out there and work very hard for the success of his family, for his community, for his neighborhood. We have to understand that we all going to benefit. And we can answer that question, why men really matter, because there's so many benefits that comes along with that man being a man. He's able to present strength and courage, independence, leadership, and assertiveness. That's why men matter. That is really why they matter. We don't want to get caught up in the norm, the social norm of we being identified with only wanting sex. See, we don't want to do that. We want to live by being the head of our family unit, being the spokesperson for our family, making major decisions for our family. We want to have the qualities of a good man. And a good man is smart, intelligent, emotionally intelligent. See, a good man, I'm going to add these well-being ills, will have strength and need well-being. Mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. We need the men to be leaders. Need the men to make the right decision. We need men to be smart. We need to be in our culture to be able to have people comfortable enough with a smile. One thing I couldn't understand, and it took time. My dad transitioned in 2020 during the COVID. He always could walk in a room and say stuff, and people would smile and laugh. Laugh makes you laugh. A good man is actually supporting your career. That's a good man. That's why men really matter. Because we got to have true men, real men, and good men. See, a good man, a true man, a real man going to offer you authority and support. He's a good friend, not only just with men, but also with women, with the respect that I am the pillar of this family. That's a good man. He respects your opinions. And he's an effective communicator. Being that effective communicator, that he listens first and talks second. He respects your opinion, as I said. He want to know what you have to say about it. That's a good man. And then he's willing to put the work in. If you have a man that's not willing to put the work in, you need to cut him loose. If he's all about himself, not willing to celebrate your achievements, not saying something complimentary of you every day. I was doing devotion, I do devotion every night, and I was reading during this devotion, it was talking about an activity in regards to complimenting your mate, complimenting your spouse. You ought to say and give three compliments to your spouse every day. You ought to three compliments. See, a man, why men really matter, or a good man, a true man, a real man will compliment you every day. And never too much. So the bottom line, as I get ready to close here, the question was asked, why men really matter? The bottom line to that is that women need our men. Women are pillars in our families, in our society. Men are pillars in our society. So we need men in the home. So women need men. We need to have a true, real, and a good man. I mentioned the qualities and what a true man and a real man is. You'll identify for yourself. Mothers and kids all benefit when a man has a good job. Come home for dinner. Voluntarily does the dishes. It is not a situation you ask in your home. I know we're in a time when everybody's conventional, everybody doing different things, or that's different things, everybody working. But what's wrong? What's wrong with being able to wash the dishes? That's a good man. Cooking and preparing the food, or help cooking or preparing the food. Washing your clothes. Washing the clothes, doing the thing that we try to identify only with women. A good man sees those things and they'll do it. So mothers and kids are all benefit for him working hard, coming home, and helping out. And we have to remember, women still want their men fierce in the bedroom and the boardroom. We want the men, women want men in our families and our homes to be emotionally available. Come on now. And slightly vulnerable. There's nothing wrong with that. See, a man, a good man, a true man, a real man, and why you matter, men, is that you should be able to change the flat. Come on now. And a dirty diaper too. Come on. We want men to make money and make the world a better place. We want them not only home for dinner, but home, as I said, making dinner with their significant other, with their family. Women want men to fully share in the responsibility of parenthood. And I'm going to say this, truly, it took the opportunity the last 8 months. I'll say from May to December, my grandson, 12 years old, came to stay with me. It was a temporary placement. But I learned some things that I know the pillars, which is the women go through. Because it was just myself and him. All the things fell on me when he caught COVID in August of 2021. It was the beginning of school. School started on August the 8th. He tested positive on August 11th. So that means 15 days he was left, was not able to go to school. He was also an athlete, couldn't participate in football as well, what he wanted to. But being here, and we both isolated. When I went to take him there, because he was so sick that morning, he was ready to go to school, but we said, I'm going to have to go check him. So we took him to the primary urgent care. And when they said he was positive, they said, I need to test you too. I said, well, fine. I need to be tested. I said, but regardless of what you find out with him, we know he's positive. That means that whether I'm positive or not, I'm still going to be there. So that was the beginning of the 15 days that when you have that child there and no one else to help and a child going through a process of COVID-19, making sure you get his medicine, severe asthmatic person. I'm telling you, men, we got to know that we got to do more. Why men really matter? Because you're a pillar in our home. So I ask you, be ready to have the full responsibility of parenthood. And I found out from May through December, the full responsibility of a parent, and I'm a grandparent. So men, you matter. Our sons and our daughter, our children need you. Our pillars, our women need you. Our queens need you. Be a good man. Be a true man. And if you follow through with that, you'll know why you matter. And the last thing I want to kind of share when we talk about why men matter, we have to understand that if we talk about that role of a man in society, which is a good man, true man, real man, you have to remember that you're there to provide, protect, to build, to lead, and to teach. All these things you will have to go through in your life. But be willing to be the man that provides those things because you know what your role is as a true, real, and a good man. Men are critical to the well-being of their family. I'll go back to what I said, the three things that's so important that we'll remember, and you'll ask this question, you can ask your, share with your man. You know, that he's expected to be the head of the family unit. That's all in our neighborhood. That's the way it should be, block by block. That's the way it should be in our home. He's expected to be the spokesperson for the family. He's expected truly to make the decision on behalf of the family. You said why men matter? They are critical to the well-being of their family, the strength of their churches, the order of our culture. I don't know what else to say. Why men matter. The last thing I'm going to share with this with the last 4 minutes is understanding our pillars, which is our queens. You got to be able to identify the difference between a man, a grown man, a mature man, and a grown male, an overgrown boy. See, a grown male, which is an overgrown boy, leaves questions, leaves you running around thinking about what's going on. But a grown man, a mature man, are clear about their intent. I want to date you. I'm intentionally making a commitment by letting you know I would like to date you. And you say, yes, that I'm going to work hard on it. A grown man, a grown male and an overgrown boy make excuses. But a grown man, a mature man, take responsibility for their actions. A grown male, an overgrown boy, want to win an argument with you. Lack effective communication. But a grown man or a mature man, he wants to be fair. He wants to listen first and talk second. So if you're in a relationship and that's not happening, you got to realize you must identify, but you got to also remember you can't grow a boy to be a man. Have those characteristics as a grown male and an overgrown boy. You have to let him stay there and find who's right for you because he's wrong. Might not like to hear, but that's the truth, and it'll set you free. Growing males and overgrown boys make you feel like you need to depreciate your success to avoid humiliation. See, if you're doing successful things, he's going to try everything to humiliate you. That's what a grown male and an overgrown boy would do. But a grown man, a real man, a mature man, praise your accomplishment. I want you to think about it. Do you have someone that's a mature man or a grown man praising what you're doing? Or are they threatening or feel threatened by your achievement? If you have that as a boy, you need to let them go. Grown males and overgrown boys allows you to go to bed angry. That's a reason for them to have something to argue about in the morning. And I said, as we're being blessed, many times you hear spiritually, God, lie down, cover us, regenerate our bodies, our minds, making sure that we take care of everything. So what we want to keep in mind, a grown man wants to talk it out. Last but not least, a grown man outgrows, a grown male or overgrown boy calls the scene. Men want to talk it out privately. That's what we ask. It's been awesome. We're going to be coming back at 6 o'clock tonight. We got an awesome show planned, the Love Cafe, and we want you to join us tonight. We're going to make it do what it do. So I want you to make sure you join us at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The Love Cafe. Why should I be miserable when I love you? Have an awesome rest of the day, and we'll see you tonight at 6 o'clock. We want to make it do what it do. It's been joyful. We're down to about 30 seconds. It's been awesome. WDSW Internet Talk Radio, the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, is about to sign off. I want you to know I love you. It ain't a thing what you can do about it. It's more like a California love.